Congratulations on finishing your course. That was some hard work. Now what do I do with it? Is there anyone that will house my course and help me sell it? What if I can get an entire team to help me sell my course that I worked so hard on? Have I got a discovery for you? The Great Discovery not only has a place for your course, but a network of affiliates that are eager to sell your hard-earned course creation. Want to make a little more money so you can build your course or invest in yourself? Opportunities for all this and more await you at The Great Discovery, or go to tuepodcast.net/discovery for more information. Once again, that's tuepodcast.net/discovery for more information about how to join The Great Discovery now. Salutations, Scuba Believer. Do you have a dream of becoming an entrepreneur, but don't know where to start or even what to do? Where can I gather information quickly about what's in my zone of genius? Don't worry, Scuba Believers. I got you covered. Go to tuepodcast.net/AI prompt and check out an amazing set of AI prompts that will give you ideas, information, and articles to help you get across that start line. Once again, go to tuepodcast.net/AI prompt to get you started now. Good luck, Scuba Believer. Hello there, Scuba Believer. Hey, if you're anything like me, I am just so tired of going from screen to screen to screen, trying to figure out my analytics for all of my social medias and trying to figure out where I can put any and all my energies to get as much reach as I can. Well, I think I've finally found the solution. Elementary Analytics. That's right, Elementary Analytics. Now, at a single press of a button, I can see all my social media analytics from Google to Twitter to Facebook. All my important information all on one screen. All on one screen. Can you believe it? And if you really needed to, you could print charts for any possible meetings you might have. If you want to learn more about this amazing program, go to tuepodcast.net/EA for a 14-day free trial with no credit card needed. That's tuepodcast.net/EA for a 14-day free trial. Try it right now
and see what it can do for you.
Undiscovered Entrepreneur, episode number 25. A quarter of the way to 100, I don't believe it. The Undiscovered Entrepreneur, the podcast where brand new entrepreneurs come to life and could quite possibly be discovered. Join me, DJ Scoob, and the rest of the Scoob Believers as we help these new businesses become a reality. And now, away we go!
Hello, Scoob Believers, and welcome to another episode of Undiscovered Entrepreneur. And today we're actually doing something a little bit different, something I've been kind of looking forward to for quite some time now, and I think I finally got it down here. We're actually doing a solo episode. So today it's just you and me, just us together talking about something that's really kind of important to me, and I think it might be important to you too if you're looking into finding your zone of genius. So what this episode is really about here is how to find your zone of genius in just some steps that I have found in the book called The Big Leap. Now, I've talked about The Big Leap a couple times in this podcast, and diving into it and finding out how to find my zone of genius is what I did in this book, because it gave me some simple questions to ask myself. And the answers to these questions help me define my zone of genius and where I'm most suited in my life. So this book was definitely life-changing for me, and I wanted to share it with you. That way, maybe you can have some kind of, I don't know, some kind of profound effect or something to think about in your entrepreneur adventure as you move along and find out who you really are in this world. So there are four main questions that you need to ask yourself when trying to find your zone of genius. The first question is, what do you most love to do? The second is, what work do you do that doesn't really feel like work? The third question is, in my work, what produces the highest ratio of abundance and satisfaction to the amount of time spent? And the final question, What is a unique, priceless gift you carry within yourself? Four majorly profound questions that really make you think about and what you do and how you do things. So I'm going to take these one by one and let's see where it leads us. So the very first question again is, what do you most love to do? So I actually gave this question a lot of thought, especially being the first question, because I knew it was going to kind of produce some thinking, is what do I most love to do? And I've done a lot of things in my lifetime. I've done a lot of different types of sales. I've done pallet making. I've done grocery clerk. I've done checking. I've done just so many different types of jobs. But none of them I really love to do. Now, I couldn't say that I love being a checker. I couldn't say that I love making pallets. Heck, I couldn't even say I love selling cars. At first, I thought I did, but it didn't really work out that way. So what I realized is when I actually started doing this podcast, there's two things that I realized. Thing number one, I realized I love helping other people. And that actually goes way back into my early childhood. I loved helping other people, whether it be just to hold open a store door for them or to help them pick up something they've dropped. Or if they asked me to do a favor, I would gladly do it and be happy about it. It kind of made me dive back into thinking, I really love helping other people. So doing this podcast the way I've been doing it and helping other people in their entrepreneur adventure has really made me feel like I really am in my zone of genius. The other thing I've noticed too is when I edit these podcasts, as strange as it may sound, because a lot of people tell me that editing is really a hassle and tedious, but I actually love editing my podcast. Making it sound good, going through and having a finished product has really put me in a zone of genius, and I love doing it. A zone of genius really can be kind of difficult to find. I mean, to actually think back and to know where your zone of genius is, what you actually love doing on your day-to-day basis, it's kind of hard to think about. Can you actually say, I love doing blank? And that's really what you need to think about when you think of, what do you most love to do? So what do you most love to do? What do you do on your daily routine that you could say you really love to do? And if it's not on your daily routine, maybe it's doing something else, something you're not really sure about, but you know that you really like it, and then maybe you should dive a little bit deeper into, you know, how it actually works. Sometimes we find it by accident. We do something we're not really sure about, but when we do, it's amazing. That's kind of what I did on my podcast. I wasn't planning on podcasting until I found out about it and then saw how to do it. And I just wanted to give it a try. And lo and behold, here we are. You know, we're in this together now, and I'm loving every second of it. I can honestly say that this is what I most love to do. So think back. Think back not just today or yesterday or day before, but maybe a couple of years ago, maybe 10 years ago. What is the one thing you could have actually said that I really most love to do? Okay, so the next question is, what work do you do that doesn't really feel like work? And that's kind of a common thing. I've heard a lot of people say that. I really found it to be true. I mean, doing this podcast for me hasn't really felt like work, even though it's definitely work and I've had a lot of time and effort into it and monies that I had set aside for other things, but I just love doing it so much. I just had to continue doing it. Every time I got on with a guest, it wasn't work. It was fun. It was just a blast to be able to learn and help other people. So when you think about it for yourself, when you're doing things in your day-to-day or on your times off or anything like that, what work are you really doing that's not really work? And take that into account into finding what your zone of genius actually is. Do we actually even know what that feels like? I mean, what does it feel like when you're working, but you're not really working? I find that I find myself in a flow. And if anybody knows about flow, it's basically when you kind of lose track of time and hunger and what's going on around you right now, and you're zoned in. You're in that zone of just what you're doing and what's in front of you and how you're doing it, and your hands are moving, and your eyes are moving, and you're zoned in on that just one particular thing that you really are in love with doing. you know when you reach that flow. I mean, I do. My heart feels like it's on fire. It feels really good. My head is clear. I know, and I'm zoned in on exactly what I'm doing, and that's called flow. There's a book called Flow. If you really want to know more about flow, check out the book. I'll have it in the show notes for you so you could see what that looks like, and it is in my website resources. That being said, what work do you do that really does not feel like work? Ask yourself that question right now. Maybe you have an answer. Maybe you don't, but it's definitely something that you want to think about as you're finding your zone of genius. The next question is really something kind of different to think about, but at the same time is very vital in finding your zone of genius. In my work, what produces the highest ratio of abundance and satisfaction to the amount of time spent? So what does that really mean? Let's kind of break it down a little bit. In my work, or in whatever you're doing, what produces the highest ratio of abundance? So you really have to sit down and figure out what abundance really means to you as a person, because everybody's definition of what abundance is going to be different. So breaking it down, you really have to figure out what abundance means to you and satisfaction. What satisfies you the most when you're done with what you're doing? Now, me, the abundance and satisfaction, again, has two meanings. The abundance of what I'm actually doing and what I actually finish and produce out for you as the podcast, and the satisfaction of that and what I'm doing. So ask yourself right now, as you're listening to this, what is abundance to you? Is it an amount of feeling that you have? Is it something that you're producing? Is it something that you're feeling? Is that abundance and satisfaction of that abundance really something that you can be happy about? Then, after that, you want to think about the time spent on producing the abundance and satisfaction. How much time are you actually spending on producing the abundance and satisfaction of whatever you're doing? And then think about the ratio between the two. How much abundance and satisfaction are you getting from the time that you spend on that production of the abundance and satisfaction? A lot of times you'll feel that if you're in a flow, it will be actually very little time that you spent producing the abundance and satisfaction of what that is. I'll give you an example. When I edit my podcasts, when I first started editing my podcasts, for a half an hour, 45 minute show, it would take me about 4.5 hours to edit and make sound good, present it on my podcast. As time went on, I realized that time, that 4.5 hours, started dwindling down. It did a little by little. As I was learning my podcast, I was learning my editing procedures and my SOP, standard operating system, of how I produce my podcast, the time actually got down to about 1.5 hours. When it talks about the time spent, if you can produce something that you're really, really proud of, the abundance and satisfaction in a shorter and shorter amount of time, that ratio gets bigger and bigger for yourself. That's when you know you're in your zone of genius. When you could double produce in a lesser amount of time. Also in the book, it talks about Einstein time. And this is when I like to go into Einstein time. So if you really think about it, according to Einstein time, when you're in your zone, it feels like no time has been spent at all doing what you're producing. Even though 2 or 3 hours may have gone by already, you feel it's only been 10 or 15 minutes. So in that 1.5 hour time that takes me to edit most of my podcasts, it'll feel like to me, while I'm in my flow, that only maybe 15 or 20 minutes have gone by. When that happens to you, there's a good indication that you're in your zone of genius doing whatever it is that you happen to be doing at that particular time. Have you felt that at all? I certainly have. When I do my interviews are generally about 1 hour, 1.5 hours, you know, and then they cut down a little bit after editing and things of that nature. But I feel like I've only spent like 10 or 15 minutes with this amazing person that I'm learning from. Then I look at my time and 1 hour has passed already. What? Where did that time go? That's Einstein time. because the physical time still keeps clicking, but even though you feel that time has not clicked at all. So when you talk about the question, in my work, what produces the highest ratio of abundance and satisfaction to the amount of time spent? That's what they're asking for. That's what they're talking about. How much time have you actually spent on creating your abundance and satisfaction? And if you feel that you spent less time than actually happened, you're in your zone of genius. So always keep that in mind as you're going along your entrepreneur adventure and finding your zone of genius. So the very last question, what is your unique, priceless gift you carry within yourself? What is that one superpower that you actually have that nobody else has? What is that superpower that you have that you feel you can help other people with? I've always had a knack for helping other people. That's kind of been my superpower, I think. Being able to listen to them and understand what they're doing and understand how it is I can help them. And if I can't help them, I could at least point them in a direction that somebody else can help them. I knew at a very young age that the gift that I have to be able to help other people was prevalent. It was prevalent in me and everybody around me knew it. I know as I got older, I kind of lost that a little bit. But when I started things up again and podcasting and helping other people, it made me remember. So sometimes you need to think back to what really made you happy. What made you share that gift with other people? Now, if you're not sure what that gift is, that unique, priceless gift that you have, and you really can't think of what it might be, the best thing to do is ask other people what it might be. Because sometimes it's hard to see the label of the bottle if you're inside the bottle, right? So put a post out there with your best friends, or just ask somebody, hey, what do you think my one superpower is? What's the one thing that makes me me? You'd be surprised how many people actually want to let you know what that is. Every once in a while, I'll still ask that question. What do you like about me? What do you think my superpower is? Sometimes you'd be surprised what people will say. I didn't know that. Is that really what you think? That's amazing. You never know. It could be anything. But it's definitely a good way to figure out what that really inner power that you have that you can share with others. In the book, The Big Leap, it talks about how you kind of compare it to Russian dolls. I don't know if you've seen those or not, but it's a big doll with a smaller doll inside of it, with a smaller doll inside of it, with a little teeny tiny doll inside of that. That little teeny tiny doll is your superpower. Go through and kind of figure out what those different levels are and get to that small doll, that one superpower that you have that you can use in your zone of genius. So I'm just going to say the questions one more time. What do you most love to do? What work do you do that doesn't really feel like work? In my work, what produces the highest ratio of abundance and satisfaction to the amount of time spent? And what is your unique, priceless gift you carry within yourself? I'm going to explore this more and more. I feel that it can actually help a lot of other people. I might do one or two more solo episodes on just the book itself and a few things that it says that was really profound to me that changed my life. And hopefully it'll change your life too. Anyway, I'm not exactly sure how long I've been talking here. Hopefully it's long enough for an actual episode. If any of you want to talk about your superpower or any of these questions that you have an answer to, pull your phone out right now. DM me at DJScoob, that's SKOOB 2021 on Twitter, and let me know what it is. What is your superpower? What is it that you most love to do? I want to know. I want to hear about it, and I want to see what those answers actually are. What work do you do that doesn't really feel like work? What work do you produce that gives you the highest abundance and satisfaction as to time that you spend on that function? I want to know about it. Leave me messages. Let me know that this has helped you in any way, shape, or form. Contact me at DJScoob2021. Email me, uepodcast2021@gmail.com. Anywhere that you can get a hold of me, do it. I want to hear about it. If you want to get a copy of the book is available in my resources page at uepodcast.net, or you can go to tuepodcast.net/leap and that'll take you to a link that's straight to the book. It is an affiliate link, so I will get a little bit of a kickback on that. And it won't cost you anything extra. So let's do this. I really want to hear from you. All right, that's the show, everybody. Thank you so, so much for listening to me all the way through. And I hope you have a great day. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye. Hello there. DJ Scoob here. And I just want to personally say thank you for listening to my program. I really hope you learned something. Tune in 2 weeks to listen to another brand new entrepreneur. And remember, I can, I am, I will, and I'm doing it today.
El Hotel.
El Hotel, the hotel. Awesome.
Yo necesito un hotel.
Un necesito un hotel. I need a hotel. All right.
Mi reserva.
Mi reserva. Please, reservation? No. My reservation. Ooh, okay.
Yo tengo un pasaporte.
Yo tengo un pasaporte. I have a passport. All right.
Yo tengo una reserva.
Yo tengo una reserva. Right.
En el taxi.
En el taxi. Here is the taxi. Oh, in the taxi. Duh. Okay. How do you say in? In.
In.
All right. Yo tengo una reserva. Yo tengo una reserva en el hotel.
Hotel.
How do you say here? Aquí.
Aquí.
There we are.
¿Dónde está el pasaporte?
¿Dónde es? Where is the passport? Right.
¿Dónde está el teléfono?
¿Dónde está el teléfono? Where is the phone? Match the pairs. Where is donde?
¿Dónde?
Boy is niño.
Niño.
Woman is mujer.
Mujer.
I is yo.
Yo.
My is me.
Me.
Yeah.
El taxi está aquí.
El taxi.
Taxi.
Este.
Está.
Aquí.
Aquí.
All right. Oh, we're going to match the pairs again. Okay. I is yo.
Yo.
Boy is niño.
Niño.
It is está.
Está.
Suitcase is.
Maleta.
Maleta. He is out.
El.
Ooh, man, I wasn't sure if I was going to get
reserva.
That one. The reservation. Ooh, my reservation. I did it again. Same thing as last time.
En el taxi. Mi reserva.
Mi reserva. My reservation.
En el taxi.
Is the taxi. That's wrong, too. In the taxi. How come I can get that right? Oh, well. Didn't get that one. We'll work it again later.
As a worker of 2 full-time jobs, running a podcast and coaching, every minute counts in my day-to-day. It's hard to be consistent in any of my social medias. And at this point, I cannot hire a social media manager. Pinnacle AI to the rescue! I've been using Pinnacle AI for a couple of weeks now and seen big improvements in my outreach and consistency in all my social medias. Do you want to save time and increase your productivity too? Go to tuepodcast.net/AI for more information. Save yourself time and grow your brand. Try it now and see what it can do for you. Do you find yourself faltering when speaking in public? You definitely know what you're talking about, but you just can't seem to get over the horrific fear, and imagining people in their underwear is just not working. Whether you're gearing up for a big presentation or just looking to improve your daily communications, Leslie Fiorenzo is your go-to resource for mastering self-promotion, facing your audience fearlessly, and communicating with authority. Don't miss out on your opportunity to elevate your game. Contact Leslie Fiorenzo now or go to tuepodcast.net/speak to step into the spotlight with confidence. Your adventure in public speaking mastery starts here and now. Don't wait to get your voice heard. Book your free consultation at tuepodcast.net/speak to start your adventure in speaking excellence today.